Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says most of the 12 states in the Midwest Governors Association have agreed on a regional energy strategy that would cut energy use 2% by 2015, with additional 2% cuts per year in following years. He says that'll reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 16 million tons a year. He says by 2020, all new coal-fired power plants in the region will capture CO2 and send it in pipelines for underground storage. By 2025, the governors want at least a third of all Midwest gasoline stations to provide a high ethanol fuel called E85. And by 2030, 30% of Midwest electricity would come from renewable sources. Doyle says the goals can be reached comparing the Midwest agreements to the Federal Clean Air Act of the 1970s.
The effect of the Clean Air Act was when the requirements were put in place, the technology had to be developed to meet those, and we're focused on making sure that happens.
Doyle says a lot of new businesses could develop, but the governors will also have to rely on some long-time big consumers. Paper-making company Stora Enso has been cutting energy use per ton of product over the last several years. Company energy director Tom Scharf says the message got through to all employees.
You know, we can put one or two people into a mill and have them start looking at energy and look for projects. But the people that know it the best are those that are operating the equipment.
The new Page Corporation is taking over Stora Enso, but Scharf says the incoming owners promised to back additional energy efficiency measures that have a significant payback. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.